Building soil health and saving nutrients while protecting ground and surface water has more and more farmers looking at cover crops. But there are many options for crops and how to do it. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Dan Rearborn is a Wisconsin farmer that has been trying several different cover crops and planting methods. We'll listen to his experiences next on Managing for Profit. Dan Rearborn farms near Plymouth, Wisconsin, and is a member of the Sheboygan River Progressive Farmers Group, one of many producer-led watershed protection organizations in the Badger State. Rearborn says when it comes to cover crops, the important part is what you can't see, the roots. Rearborn hosted a demonstration at a recent field day.
We planted a multitude of different types of seed, radish, barley, soybean, clovers, just to see how they would grow, how deep they would grow. We put them into about 18-inch clear plastic tubes, and some of them were treated, some of them were not, to see if that had any effect on it. And we wanted to see how deep the root structure went, basically, into the tube. It seems it worked pretty well. The radishes went pretty much all the way down to the tube already in 3 weeks. The crimson clover probably went about a foot. We used barley because that's probably our main cover crop that we use, and that seemed to do very well also. Probably went about 12 to 14 inches deep. We did try some soybeans with some different seed treatments. Those probably went down a foot already also.
So I'm curious, why plant the soybeans in the corn?
Actually, you can use soybeans for cover crop. The nice part of it is the soybeans put nitrogen back in the soil. As long as you're not harvesting it, there's nothing wrong with it. It gets a little expensive unless you can take them out of your own bin or you had some laying around from last year that you don't want to risk planting, that they wouldn't germinate, you know, from being held over winter. As long as you don't harvest them, there's really no problem with using them as a cover crop.
And he says there are many ways to get those cover crops planted, including some machines built on the farm.
So far, the most success would be like a no-till drill. After winter wheat works great, we built our own 30-foot air seeder, but that takes two passes. So you go over it with the air seeder, and then you come across it with like a disc or a vertical till machine. We also have on display here Interseeder from Interseeder Technologies, which is meant for in between corn at V4 to V6 stage. The problem with getting it into corn is you need soil-to-seed contact, which we have a hard time doing with our air seeder, and we don't want to run through the corn with our no-till drill.
Rearborn says many of the decisions from cover crops to planting methods will depend on the soil type and the primary crop that's planted. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.